Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We start with team news ahead of this evening's 8pm Premier League game when Manchester United welcome Wolves to Old Trafford. The Red Devils will assess the fitness of Marcus Rashford, who sustained a shoulder injury in the draw at Leicester on Boxing Day. Daniel James picked up a knock at the King Power Stadium, while Aaron Wan-Bissaka and Victor Lindelof remain out. Moving on, and Luke Shaw believes that Manchester United have to be regarded as title contenders. The former Southampton left-back has been incredibly unlucky with injuries at points during his time with the Red Devils, but as well as that, he's been very consistent despite increased competition in his preferred position from new signing Alex Telles. Speaking about that, he said, "I've been here a while now and I know what's needed. I'm one of the more experienced ones in the changing room. I feel like I can help out with some of the young lads. I know what they're going through and I know I can give them advice that's needed to help push them on." Speaking about a potential title push, he said, "If we win our game in hand, we're maybe only a few points behind first, and especially over this Christmas period, if anyone wants to mount a title charge, then now would be the time to do it." And finally, Ahmed Diallo is reportedly deciding between two Manchester United shirts ahead of his imminent switch to Old Trafford. The Ivorian winger is due to arrive on English soil in the new year when his transfer from Atalanta, which could rise to £37 million, will finally be completed. The teenager has been tracked by United scouts since way back in 2016 when he was spotted at under-15 level. He made an immediate impact in Atalanta's first team, netting on his Serie A debut as he made three appearances last season. According to reports, Diallo will wear either the 19 or 79 shirt for United. It's also expected that he'll spend time with the under-23s before joining the first team permanently. That's all for now. We'll have more later.